Some of y'all been doing aerobics, ain't you? Praise God. We give thanks to the God of heaven for allowing us to be here this day, the God who makes a way out of no way, the God who turns impending defeat into an astonishing victory, the God who turns pain into power, the God who turns burdens into blessings, the God who turns setbacks into comebacks. And that's why somebody said everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord, because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I want to call your attention this morning, if you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to thank Brother Sperling for a beautiful invocation this morning. I want to thank Brother Rutledge for an abbreviated yet wonderful spirited song service. Brother Wyatt for a masterful reading of the scripture. And Brother Harris for a tremendous prayer prayed in our behalf. Matthew chapter 5 is the place, beginning at verse number 13 through verse number 16. Matthew chapter 5, commencing with verse 13, ending with verse 16. If you have it, say amen. We're going to ask you to read this text after me as we read the word of God. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Verse 16 again. Let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. I want to announce this subject, ask you to repeat this subject after me. What does it take to make a better world? What does it take to make a better world? The late great Michael Jackson penned a song some time ago that said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. No message could ever be clearer. If you want to make a better world, take a look at yourself and make a change. Amen. Well, all around us, we see men attempting to make a better world. But also we see the world deteriorating, declining, sliding toward ruin and destruction. And because there are so much distress in the world, many are crying out with Paul Lance Dunbar, a crust of bread and a corner to sleep in, a minute to smile and an hour to weep in, a pain of joy to a peck of trouble, never to laugh, and the moans come double, and that is life. Because so many are hurting and see the world deteriorating, some are even crying out with Marvin Gaye, make me want to holler, throw up both my hands. Is that all right? So I raise the question, should we be concerned about, should you be concerned about what it takes to make a better world? Should you be conscious of that? Should you give thought to that? Should you give attention to that? About what does it take to make a better world? I want to present three things in this message for your thoughtful consideration. Number one, I want to present the gospel is the answer to a better world. Number two, we can make a better world by what we become. And number three, we can make a better world by what we do. So three things for your thoughtful consideration. Number one, the gospel is the solution to a better world. Now, the major problem, brothers and sisters, a lot of people don't believe it. A lot of theorists and environmentalists and sociologists don't believe it. But the real root of everything that's wrong in this world is sin. Every problem you have, financial, physical, is sin. And I'm not saying it's necessarily sin on your part, but we all live in a fallen world. We live in a world that is fallen and cursed, and only the Son of God can redeem this world. So sin is the problem for economic problems, race issues, marital issues, personal issues, career issues. Sin is the tap root of all problems. Sin is a, you see, that what's wrong with this world is a spiritual problem. Even physical problems have a spiritual foundation. Amen. That's the issue. As a result of sin, we see broken bones. We see broken lives. We see broken relationships. We see brokenness all around us. We look at issues with the young people. There were some thoughtful individuals in the Sunday school talking about how a lot of young people, they have this sense of entitlement that what have you done for me lately? Yeah, give me what's mine. That's a sin issue. It's sin that causes a young man to disrespect his mother and slap his sister. I'm telling you, it's a sin problem. The world does not want to recognize it, but every problem I've ever had, some kind of way can be traced back to sin. And the answer is the gospel, the good news. But you can't appreciate the good news until you see the good news against the background of the bad news. And the bad news is that all have sinned without excuse and without exception. All are included, none are excluded. Not y'all have sinned, all have sinned. And as a result of my sin, I have contributed to making the world a worse place. But the gospel is the solution. It's God's solution to making a better world. It's God's solution to making a better world. Should I be concerned about making a better world? Should that be my interest? Should I be concerned about that? Well, the gospel, Brother Wyatt read so eloquently, is the power of God unto salvation. The word power in that text comes from the Greek word dunamis, which means the gospel is God's, from which we get the word dynamite. The gospel is God's dynamite, from which we get the word dynamo. The gospel is God's dynamo, from which we get the word dynamic. The gospel is God's dynamic. It is the power of God. It is the power of the impotent, the infinite and omnipotent God behind the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Now, salvations come from the Greek word soteria. And it means deliverance, a rescue from menacing or threatening situation. See, some stuff can threaten you. Some stuff can be a menace to you. Is that right? Well, the gospel is God's power to make better men, better women, better boys, better girls. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Well, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news about Jesus Christ. It is the good news that Jesus died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day for my justification according to the scriptures. The three pillars that span the bridge from time to eternity are the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And when I apply that good news, can anybody use any good news? When I apply that good news, it makes all the difference. Well, what is the fruit of the gospel? Well, what the gospel does, two important things. Number one, it saves people from their sin, not save them in their sins, from their sins. And then it transforms people that's been saved into the image and the likeness of the Son of God. A lot of folks say, I want to be like Mike. How many want to be like Jesus? Is that all right? Some want to be like Beyonce. But how many want to be like Jesus? The gospel transforms people. It's God's power. How can we make a better world? I'm saying the gospel is God's answer. The gospel can make a better house. Make a better husband, make a better wife, make a better employee. Amen. Well, the second thing I told you about was we can make the world a better world by what we become. We can make the world better by what we become. Well, think about this. As a Christian, I died with Christ. I'm buried with Christ. I arise with Christ, and I will appear with Christ. Amen. So the gospel makes a better world. So I'm saying this. If I simply just be what God called me to be, I can make a better world. Just a lot of time, you see, people create problems. People create problems on jobs. People create problems in neighborhoods. People create problems in church. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Is that all right? Amen. Makes a better world. Well, what did Christ call us to be? Would you agree the world is messed up? In bad shape? You hear that siren out there? That's causing trouble in the world. It's going somewhere, hopefully to help somebody. Amen. We thank God for outstanding medical people. Like Sister Monier Hill. Yeah, she wearing her jacket, let you know she is somebody. Praise God. Is that all right? Amen. Well, what did God call me to be? What did God call me to be? He said, watch this. Ye are the salt of the earth. If I just be salt, just be what the Lord called me to be, I can make a better world. Ye are the salt. Well, what does salt do? Well, we live in a world now, Brother Earl. We got deep freezers, side-by-side refrigerators. Amen. And I decided, Brother Harris, I didn't have enough room in my side-by-side. I had to go get me a chest, a freezer. Y'all all right? I might want to get me a half a cow and put him in. I don't know. Y'all all right? Well, the deep freezer, the side-by-side, will preserve your food. Keeps it from spoiling. Is that right? Well, in biblical time, they didn't have refrigerators. So they used salt as a preserver. It kept things from spoiling. What's going to keep this world from spoiling? What's going to keep our children from spoiling? Somebody's got to be the salt of the earth. Prevent corruption, decay. Amen. So Jesus said, if you are, just be what the Lord called you to be. You are the salt of the earth. Just because other folks lying, you ain't got to lie. Because other folks cheating, you don't have to cheat. Is that right? Because he said what? You are the preserver of the world. But then he said, but if salt has lost its savor, that is, its effectiveness, it is good for nothing but to be cast out and walked on, as Brother Wise said, he's right, trodden under the foot of man. So I can make the better world by just being salt. Because other folks are, everybody, don't say everybody doing it, it must be all right. Huh? You got to take a stand, right? Just because everybody going with the flow, you ain't got to go with the hustle and the flow. Wish I had somebody. The second thing God calls me to be is the light. You are the light of the world. The salt of the earth, praise God. The light of the world. What does light do? Light shows the way. Light shows the path. Hey, my brother, hey, my sister, that ain't the way. This is the way. A way may seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Light shows somebody out there in darkness right now, and they need to see the light that's in you. Let your light so shine before men so they can see your good works. We challenge the people in the Sunday school about serving others tomorrow. All this week, why don't you just pick one day and do one thing nice for somebody? Hello? Go buy somebody lunch tomorrow. Say, lunch on me. Huh? Well, baby girl, when I come by the cleaners, see baby girl back there, yeah, she take care of me. Looking good back. She said she was coming. And I just call her baby girl. Hey, thank you for coming here. Amen. Do something nice for somebody. You are the salt. Should I be concerned about making the world better? Because I can't do everything doesn't mean I can't do anything. So one day a boy and his dad was walking along the seashore. There had been several starfish, Sister Sperling, and they had beached themselves, and it was thousands of them. And the dad began to take some of them and throw them back in the water. And the little boy said, Dad, why are you throwing them back in the water? You can't throw all of them. He said, Son, because I can't throw all of them don't mean I can't throw some of them. Because I can't help everybody don't mean I can't help somebody. Is that all right? I am. I ought to be trying to make somebody's life better. Help somebody. Show somebody the way. Don't just live selfishly just for you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are a city set on a hill. The Lord said you cannot be hid. The Lord said you don't take a candle and cover it up, but you put it on a candlestick that it may give or dispense light to all that are in the house. And finally, as I conclude, let me tell you this. Final thought. I can make the world a better world by what I become. I mean, what I do. I can make the world a better world by what I do, by what I become and by what I do. Does that make sense? I can make the world better. And you know, God makes the world better one person at a time. He saves a person. You know, whenever a person gets saved, the world got better. Somebody gets saved, they ain't trying to kill you, they ain't trying to rob you, they ain't trying to beat you, they ain't trying to lie on you. They ain't trying to double cross you, they ain't trying to stab you in your back. Amen. So listen to the word. He says, the apostle says, I commend you to God and the word of his grace. I have a special relationship with the word of God. Why? Because the word will save my soul. Why? Because the word will solve my problems. Why? Because the word will make me wiser than my enemies. Why? Because the word will build me up and give me an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Now watch this as I conclude. I want to give you four things we can do to make the world better. If I do these four things, I made the world better. What does it take to make a better world? Well, it takes the gospel. Amen. It takes the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the euangelion. Aren't you thankful to God for the good news? I'm thankful. The Lord came down here, walked up and down the dusty streets of Palestine. Twisted limbs straightened at his touch. Blinded eyes were opened at his command. Bent over people, straightened up when he said, straighten up. He fed the hungry. He clothed the naked. He raised the dead. He made the world a better world. He came into a world of people hurting. He came into a dog-eat-dog culture. He came into a world, what have you done for me lately? And said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve and to give up my life for you. Oh, that's deep, ain't it? The first thing I can do to make this world a better world is to serve others. I want to give a shout out to baby girl. I go to the Lux Cleaners and she's just got such a beautiful smile and such a beautiful personality. I like going to put my clothes in the cleaners. Did y'all hear what I said? Brother Sperling, I went to Publix one day and I said I want to get me one of them hot subs. Lady told me, she said, Mister, when you get this sub, it's going to be so good, you going to come back. And sure enough, Wes, I got me a Sprite. I said, well, I might as well go and get me some chips and some. Got me some chips, Wyatt. Man, that sandwich was the bomb. About 3 weeks ago, I went back. I said, you said I was coming back, didn't you? I said, let me tell you something. If you ain't here when I come back again, I don't even want it. Have mercy. Oh, ain't it something about when somebody just give you tremendous service? Ain't it something about it? Somebody was telling me, a man told me last night, he went to a place and he ordered, and they gave him the wrong order, Fred. And he said, the lady was so nice. He said, sir, not only will we correct that, this other dinner is on the house. I said, that lady understands something about business. Is that all right? I'm telling you, you make the world a better world by serving. And since I'm talking, let me give you one more, and I'll at least about the serving. Cookie, I went to Subway one night, and it was just about to close. And when the young lady saw me come, she said, oh, shoot. Well, you know I ain't feel welcome behind that. So I ain't going back in there no more. And to this day, I ain't been back in that one. You should at least faked it. Said, come on in, sir. Is that all right? I make the world a better world by serving others. Here's the second thing I can do to make the world a better world, and that is overcoming evil with good. You see, what's got the world messed up? You got so many folks doing evil. The Bible say, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Is that right? And so when I overcome, and so, you know, and look, I know it's difficult. I know it's not easy, but the Bible does say, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. By doing so, you shall heap coals of fire. You'll get inside his head. Is that right? So I make the world better by doing good, overcoming evil. I got to get evil out of my life. And the more evil I get out of my life, because there's some evil in me, y'all better come on talk to me. And I got to fight against it. So somebody said, do all the good you can, wherever you can, whenever you can, to as many people as you can, for as long as you can. And I tell you, when I follow that formula, I make the world a better world. Is that all right? Let me give you a couple more. The third thing I can do to make the world a better world is give from my heart. I think Sister Ryan said this. You cannot sincerely give from your heart without helping yourself. Because when you give from your heart, first of all, the two blessings are unleashed. First of all, you bless the recipient. And second of all, you bless you. And then consequently, or conversely, the flip side of that is, I cannot maliciously hurt somebody without at the same time hurting myself. So whenever folk be doing low-down stuff to folks, they're hurting themselves. That's the way God has made the world. We're all tied together in a single garment of destiny. And here's the final thing. The final thing is you make the world a better world by stepping into your greatness. Do y'all know y'all got greatness in you? How many this morning know you got greatness in you? I'm telling you, you make the world a better world by stepping into your greatness, being the best that you can be. Is that all right? Don't you know the world needs you to step into your greatness? We're waiting on you to show us your greatness. We're waiting on you to step up, step out, step on into your greatness. Is that all right? Oh, don't you know the world is made better when you got a better husband? Can a wife say amen to that? And can a husband say, thank God I got me a Shonuff? Yes, Shonuff. Good wife. Is that all right? Oh, ain't the world made better when you got obedient children? Huh? And said, Mama and Daddy, I appreciate you. Oh, it makes the home, it makes the house into a home. Is that all right? You can have carpet. You can have wall-to-wall carpet. You can have state-of-the-art furniture. But if you ain't got no love in that house, you ain't got much of a house. Is that all right? I make the world better by becoming a better leader. I thank Brother Hatch for the prayer. Don't you know it's Sam White is a better leader? It makes the world a better world. Is that all right? If Latoya Fairweather is a better teacher, if Whitney is a better teacher, it makes the world a better world. Is that all right? So the world is counting on me to step into my greatness. I tell you, you were born for greatness. You were created for greatness. Is that all right? And you ought to have the attitude, I will not offer to the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. Is that all right? So I raise the question as I go to my seat. What does it take to make a better world? Can anybody say amen to that? Oh, what does it take to make a better world? Well, Michael Jackson said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Is that all right? Somebody ought to say this morning, I'm going to serve in Jesus' name. Is that all right? Because Jesus is the sweetest name on earth. Jesus is the greatest name on earth. Jesus is the name, is the dome of all vocal grandeur. And because God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, at the name of Jesus, somebody help me here, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God. Is that all right? So I ought to say, if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Is that all right? But not only will I serve in Jesus' name, I'm going to run to Jesus because he's a hiding place from the wind. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Is that all right? So ride on, King Jesus. No man can hinder thee. Is that all right? All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem. And do what? Crown him. Y'all gonna help me crown him? Say, crown him. Crown him. Crown him, Lord of all. That's the message. That's the message. What does it take to make a better world. It takes the gospel to make a better world. And I can obey the gospel by hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting of my sins, confessing Christ. In fact, I make my life better when I obey the Lord. Be baptized or immersed in water for the remission of sin. The Lord adds you to the church. You read about it in the Holy Bible. Is that right? I make the world a better world by what I become. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I make the world a better world by what I do. I serve other people. Is that all right? I overcome evil with good. Is that all right? And then I step into my greatness. Is that right? I step into, say that I'm going to step into my greatness. Would you stand, please? I'm going to step into my greatness. Amen. So, we can make a better church. Can this church go to the next level? Yes, it can. All you got to do is take people to the next level. Amen? Amen? I want to let y'all know, I don't just plan to stay on one level preaching and teaching. I plan to go to higher levels. Can you say amen to that? I plan to go to higher levels in serving God and serving other people. And that makes a better world. Amen. Did you know your blessing is on the way? Anybody here this morning? How many know your blessing on the way? And you know, and when you get blessed, don't you feel happy? And when you bless somebody, don't you feel like a winner? As Brother Rutledge said, you're not a chicken dinner, you're a winner. That's what Rutledge would say. Amen. You are a what? You are a, can you say that I am a winner in Christ Jesus? And you see, that's the kind of thinking you got to think that kind of way. You can't spend your whole week doing negative thinking and think you're going to have a victorious life. Is that right? But you do it by doing the best that you can. Oh, Lord, I come to receive, patiently waiting for the harvest. I got the Hebrews, I got the kind of faith. That is mine. Oh, mine. Oh, yeah, it's